Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. By the way, you can listen to us on 98.1 FM and 107.5 HD3. In the meantime, I want to tell you about Sasquatch and Wildcard Casino. We're going to be giving away $200 in slot play in the second hour of the show. First four callers are going to get $50 each. If you have won in the past, you are not eligible to win again. And while you're up there, whether you win the slot play cards or not, you can see how you can win a Ford Mustang RTR on Father's Day, Sunday, June 20th. And if you don't want it, they'll give you nearly $23,000 in cash instead. Mace, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Although, like I told you before we got on the air, I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad you're here too.
Because, but I'm simply glad I'm here because I needed a nap. I worked late last night and then got up at 8 o'clock this morning for a podcast. And so I only had about 5 hours of sleep. And after a while, your body says enough, right? And I took what was supposed to be a 30-minute nap. It became a 2-hour nap. And I was scrambling just to get here because I slept through every alarm. I had 4 alarms and I slept through them all.
You set 4 different alarms?
Because I know myself. I'm a heavy sleeper.
4 alarms?
Yeah.
Explain this to me.
Because
your phone. Yeah. What else?
Well, multiple ones on my phone. I had one on my watch, 3 on my phone.
Boy, I bet Amy was one happy camper when Charlotte was born and she'd be crying in the middle of the night. And someone didn't even move to get up.
Well, here's what we used to do.
I know what you did.
Yeah.
Because you work late.
We split the shifts. I had everything till 3:30 in the morning. She had it after that. The goal was we each of us guaranteed the other 6 hours of sleep.
Right.
I mean, it was really kind of brilliant. But the worst, though, was if Charlotte would cry at 3:29, that meant there goes an hour right there for me.
You don't wake up Amy?
I didn't. If it was 3:29, it was my shift.
You went literally by the minute. What if it was 3:30? Would you wake her? 3:31. Would you wake her?
No, the whole point is that Amy's a light sleeper, so she's gonna wake up.
Yep.
Before 3:30, I literally would not go into the bedroom. That way I'd be able to kind of get Charlotte before she woke up. That was the whole point. We had this thing kind of down to a science.
Well, I got news for you. Excuse me for making an assumption here. It's going into the bedroom is what got you Charlotte in the first place. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
Along with a couple of bottles of Chardonnay and some fireball shots. All right. Teddy Bridgewater told the Broncos team website that he is, quote, very excited about the opportunity that's in front of him with the Broncos. He went on to say, and here's a quote, competition makes all of us better as human beings. In the end, you look back and you realize you form relationships and bonds with different guys through competition. You learn a lot about the guy you're competing against, the guy you're competing with. So I'm looking forward to this opportunity, making the best of it and just going out there and taking it one day at a time. Is Teddy saying all of the right things, or do you really believe he believes what came out of his mouth?
I think he's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
Everybody likes,
I love competing for a job. I don't want anything handed to me. Oh, no.
Everybody.
I want to compete with a kid who's considered to be one of the worst quarterbacks in the league last year and off to compete with him.
Everybody likes
certainty. That sounds good to me.
Everybody likes certainty. Everybody likes to know that, okay, I have this job today. I'm going to have the job tomorrow, right? And competition does not give you certainty on the nature of your job. The other thing is you look at it from Bridgewater's perspective. He signed a contract last year with Carolina that was a 3-year deal, and presumably he thought he was going to be the man in Carolina for 3 years, and it lasted 1. So this is a downgrade for him. He's saying the right things, and Teddy Bridgewater, you're going to find, is a high character player, a high character person. I can't find anybody that has anything negative to say about Teddy Bridgewater, the man, Teddy Bridgewater, the leader.
And he looks like he's about 18.
Hey,
he's a young looking guy.
That, you know what? That's going to serve him well when he's 40 or 50.
Yeah.
He's going to look about a decade younger than he actually is.
Right. Let's play a game. The game is called Honest Vic Fangio, meaning he's going to tell you exactly what he thinks.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be Vic Fangio. You be a reporter. Just for the sake of argument, we'll call you Andrew Mason.
All right.
Ask me about the quarterback competition.
Vic, where do things stand between Teddy and Drew right now?
I wish we didn't have a competition. If we had Aaron Rodgers, there wouldn't be a competition. But by having a competition means we have two guys we're not totally crazy about. Hopefully somebody comes out ahead. But really, we don't have a quarterback.
That's some truth serum right there you took. And you know what? You could also say...
And I'm going to make some meatballs. Yeah,
you could also say this.
And watch the Hallmark Channel.
If Drew Locke had done what you hoped he would do last year...
Teddy would not be here.
Right! Exactly. You'd have just some veteran backup in there. You wouldn't be talking about Aaron Rodgers. You'd be preparing for your season with Drew Locke. But the thing is, Drew Locke didn't take the steps forward. Frankly, he regressed last year, although there was a slight uptick toward the end of the season. And it's because Locke didn't take those steps that you bring in Bridgewater. And it's because Bridgewater didn't fully seize the opportunity in Carolina that he's here, although... You can talk about injuries with both of them. Drew, of course, missing time early in the season. And Bridgewater, late last year, was not the same quarterback after he returned from the MCL injury that cost him a game.
I love it when coaches and executives just love to talk about, man, we're going to have some competition. They are so full of it. You don't want competition at any position. Okay, so we're going to hear... Vic say, and George Payton say, we're looking forward to this competition. All right? Let me ask you, is there going to be competition for Justin Simmons' spot?
No.
Is there going to be competition for Bradley Chubb's spot?
Nope.
What about Von Miller's spot?
No. And
well, wait, hold on. I thought they love competition.
Well, no, but the point is, that's actually a spot where you have somebody who's a reserve who proved to be pretty good. An outside linebacker, Malik Reed, would be a perfectly fine starter.
I'm talking about competition.
But he's not competing for the job because you have a future Hall of Famer on one side and you have a Pro Bowler on the other.
Is there going to be competition for Fuller's spot? No. Competition for Callahan's spot, barring injury? No.
Well, maybe, because you have Pat Surtain in there right now.
Callahan's playing in the slot.
You're moving.
Surtain is not going to necessarily play in the slot.
He's not moving. He's not playing in the slot. But if Surtain has established himself as one of the top three corners, are you considering Darby in the slot and Surtain outside when you go into sub packages? The other thing is,
wait, are you suggesting you're going to be pulling Callahan off the field after the year he had last year? Darby's the guy in jeopardy.
Well, the other thing with Callahan is he's got a contract that's easily divestible and. You know, we talked about the notion of Devontae Adams yesterday, whether he might want to go where Aaron Rodgers goes.
Oh, that's not happening. You think suddenly Devontae Adams is on this team?
What I'm saying is, if that's what it took to make it work and you sent a receiver back and you're looking for the cap space to fit it all in, Bryce Callahan's contract is one that you can
easily shed. I'll tell you this.
First
of all, the Packers don't even want to trade Aaron Rodgers, more or less Devontae Adams. If for some reason there is a package deal, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams to the Broncos, and they don't have to give up a ton. I mean, I'll give up wide receiver talent. I don't want to be giving up Bradley Chubb. But if Devontae Adams comes here with Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes should be thinking wild card.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I think if Devontae Adams did rejoin Aaron Rodgers and it was in Denver, I think it would happen after this year. Adams is in a contract here. There's one more thing that I want to say on Teddy Bridgewater here before we go to a break, and I want to ask you this. Do you read anything into the fact that Teddy Bridgewater has not yet met the media here?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Do I read anything into it? Because of the Aaron Rodgers situation?
Yes.
He should have met the media by now because the Aaron Rodgers thing is not going to happen until the earliest June 2nd.
And the interesting thing was every indication was that Teddy Bridgewater, given to media that was covering the draft, was that Teddy Bridgewater might meet with the media as soon as the day three of the draft and perhaps early last week, the days after the draft.
Should we text somebody about that, or do you already know the answer?
I haven't texted anybody. I'm just saying I think it's interesting that you trade for a quarterback, and usually we know the Broncos are pretty lickety-split on player availability. That's what's fascinating about this. And my theory is this. A team interview, it's a controlled environment, right? You can say, okay, that's a team employee. They're going to ask certain questions. I think, Aaron, if Teddy Bridgewater did an interview with local media, you know what one of the first questions would be about. It would be about Rodgers, and that's an uncontrolled environment. And
he did the interview with the White Team website today. Do you think the person even asked that question? I doubt it. Hey, what do you think about Aaron Rodgers?
Oh,
from the team website.
I can tell you from working for two different teams that sometimes if an interview was set up, you would know that there are certain things that you don't ask about.
Yeah. I'm going to make a phone call.
Even if they're not told to you.
All right. I'm going to make a phone call during the break. Maybe we'll have an answer in the next segment. But we have Kyle Keefe in the next segment to talk about Avalanche. By the way, I made a mistake yesterday. I'm not going to suggest you did, although you did because usually you correct me. So I'm going to make the mistake yours as well. The Avalanche can still win the division and win the President's Cup. I mistakenly said they probably won't. But they can.
I was following your lead.
Well, you were following my lead because... Well, no. See, that's not an excuse.
No, that's how Danny, much Danny, that's how much I trust you.
No, that's how much I trust you. Danny, does Andrew take the opportunity to correct me? Not all the time, but when it's applicable.
He corrects you when necessary.
Exactly. You could have corrected me, but you didn't correct me because you didn't know, like, I made the same mistake. Just own it. Wear it. It's
my mistake as much as your mistake?
It is, because your history is to correct me, and the fact that you didn't, it's guilt by association. Kyle Keefe is next. I'd really love to ask, is there a place for the hopeless?
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew. I'll soon be with you, my
love. Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can listen 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, want to tell you about Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Now is the perfect time to schedule your AC tune-up, and you could do it for just $69. And I'm talking about a 30-point inspection and safety check, again, for just $69. And Mighty Plumbing and Heating and Air will meet any written offer or beat any written offer. They can take care of all your plumbing and heating repairs and replacements with Rudd, easily the best equipment in the business. Check out their Google reviews. Don't believe me? Believe the 150 people that gave them 5 stars. Schedule your appointment today for that 30-point inspection and safety check for just $69 as you get ready for summer. Go to mightyph.com. That's mightyph.com. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge or go to rmfp.com.
All right, let's go out to the hotline. I want to bring in our friend Kyle Keefe from Altitude Sports and Entertainment. How are you, Kyle?
Good, boys. How are you?
What, did you have to get some lug nuts at the hardware store? Maybe a hammer, a screwdriver? You doing some drywall? What do you got going on?
Well, first of all, I can't do any of that.
Neither. I know what to call, though.
Right. It's funny how often they see me here. They're like, oh, just do it again. No, we had a flood, so I'm over here trying to do my part. You know, had a little flood out of the main sink, so I'm just grabbing stuff for plumbers, and, you know how it goes.
I don't know how it goes. I really don't. I've never been in that situation. So you have a flood at your house?
No, yeah, just our main sink flooded. Yeah. So it's just, yeah, we got floors and stuff that need fixed, and, you know, it's...
So what'd you get? What'd you buy?
Like here today?
Yeah. What'd you get?
Oh, well, I've got three different types of screws and paint thinner and a mop.
Right.
So far. But I'm going back in after I'm done talking to you.
People want to know what Kyle Keefe is up to. Can I give you a suggestion, though?
Yeah.
All that stuff that you bought is great, but you forgot the main thing that you really need.
Beer?
A bucket. Then you don't need the other stuff. If you have a bucket and the water goes in there, you don't need to buy paint thinner.
Yeah, but if you have beer, then none of it matters anyway. You can just lay on the ground and pretend like you're working.
Right. Oh, like kind of like it's a beer bong or something?
Yeah, whatever.
Nice. All right, let's talk Avalanche hockey. The Avs have a chance to win the President's Cup for the most points in the league. Looking at the history of the NHL, teams who are number one seeds, you really want them to win the President's Cup?
Well, you probably know the same numbers I do with eight teams. Since the trophy's been introduced, eight teams have won the President's Trophy and the Stanley Cup in the same year. Avs did it in 2001. The last team to do it was your team, the Blackhawks, in 2013. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's a curse, because if you ask any team in the National Hockey League, they would have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs, and all 16 would say yes. So that being said, for Colorado, it's a massive advantage.
Right.
At least home ice, you know, through the first round, because they're 14-0-1 in their last 15 games at Ball Arena. So it matters. And it's not necessarily a crowd thing, because, you know, you only got 4,000, hopefully 8,000 by, you know, I don't know, a week or so, because teams are starting to change. We saw MSG do it. They have Boston Bruins are doing it. So they're getting more people in there. But I think it's just being at home, not having to be in your hotel room, not being able to see the guys, family. I think there's something to be said for that. So if they can, you know, there's a couple different scenarios. If they win out, you know, they beat LA twice, it's theirs. If they win tomorrow and Vegas loses in regulation, it's theirs. Carolina's out of the question right now, so it could come down to the Avs just need a win tomorrow and an OT loss. I mean, there's all kinds of different scenarios. Number one is just win the last two hockey games and you're in.
Right.
Last night, of course, Grubauer, you know, pretty much stood on his head. Has he kind of now reached the point where, as long as he stays healthy, he is that hot goalie that has carried so many teams to championships?
Yeah, I mean, the you know, when he got COVID, it was like, oh God, this is not good. And there's nothing good that can come from COVID other than he did get 14 days off. Now, if you're going to ride the same guy for however many games in the playoffs, those 2 weeks are going to come in handy. And let's not kid, he won the game. I mean, he won the game last night. There was one other guy that was really going, and that was Andrei Burakovsky. And besides that, the first two periods were hard to watch. I mean, they didn't have their legs. They didn't have anything. I mean, the fact that it was 1-1 after two was a blessing. So chalk that up to Patty Wah style and give the win to Philip Grubauer, because that's what it was. Now, moving forward, you know, they needed this day off. They were 14 of 17 on the road, and that's tough to do. Again, it's more of a mental thing than anything, because you're going crazy. The COVID protocol restrictions just got lifted a little bit, so now they can hang out with each other in the room and have dinner together. But before that, you're a zombie. You're just sitting in your room staring at the TV and watching Jerry Springer and, you know, counting ceiling tiles and whatever.
Jerry Springer? That show's still on?
Oh, God, it's great. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, the channel selection's not great on the road. You know, you get like 12.
Right.
So it's, you know, I think it was a good win in the fact that they know that their goaltender can steal a game. And if you got to win 16 in the playoffs, if your goalie can steal two or three games, you got a really good shot to win the whole enchilada.
Kyle, the entertainment selection on the road, though, they've got internet in these hotels, right? And guys have their tablets and all that. I mean, they can watch other things, hopefully, than the 12 channels.
They could do what I do. They could pirate the Avs game like I have to do, because I'm stuck with Comcast.
Oh. Hey, you know what? You are not going to hear one complaint from me, Eric. I, you know, at this point, it's like, I want people to watch it. I mean, find a way, man.
Yeah. By the way, I want to go in depth with you. I want to be serious about this topic. I just heard Andrew use the phrase, stand on his head, talking about a goalie. Have you ever used that phrase?
No, because it doesn't make any sense.
That's what I was going to ask you. Has Rycroft used it?
No, he doesn't either.
How about Lyles?
No.
What the hell? Well, what does it mean? What does it mean? Help me out here.
You're Nadia Comaneci. You know, you're acrobatic. You're making saves standing on your head. But the best way to put it is, he came to play and nobody else did. You know, he was the best player by far on the ice. And when that Marc-Andre, how about this? The Avalanche have been shut out twice this season, both times to Marc-Andre Fleury. So if your goalie is hot, you can win games that you're not in.
Right.
I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. They got a timely goal from Alex Newhook and JT Compher, that little combo. I mean, I had puke in my mouth. I was like, this is insane. I can't believe they're going to pull this off. But they did, and it's one of those wins that when you look to the show, you can look back and go, remember that game, 3 games to go against Vegas? Do you guys remember that? Nobody was playing very good, and Groovy stole it, and oh, my God. And those are the kind of games that you look back on that are game changers. And that was one, because Vegas had their best game. I mean, they did everything right, completely in control, sound defensively, first puck out of the zone, right on the tape, didn't allow the Avs to do anything in the offensive zone, and somehow they walked away with a regulation loss. If they had just taken it to OT, they would have won. But so, I mean, there was so much on the line last night that I think it's got to be a little devastating for Vegas right now.
Real quick, stand on his head. It actually goes back to Frank Calder in 1918. When before that,
are you Googling this?
I Googled this. Yes, this is from.
He likes to sound smarter than he is, and he is very smart.
This is from
Penn. But he always has a computer in front of him, and it concerns me.
Let me finish. I was just going to say where it was from. It's from PennLive.com. Mm. And in the early years of the NHL, goalies were prohibited from falling to the ice to block a shot. In 1918, Frank Calder changed the rules, allowing goalies to drop to the ice. In describing the rule change, Calder said, quote, they could stand on their head if they want to, unquote.
I'm sure you're going to be using that on the pregame show.
At least it's got an honest origin story, though. Yeah. That's the thing. It's not something goofy. That story makes a lot of sense.
Mace gets very defensive. How good do you feel about the health of this team going into the playoffs? Because really, that has been the concern in the last two playoff runs.
Well, I'll feel a lot better once Sammy Girard gets back, which is looking like it's going to be Sunday. So that is that's massive. Another puck moving defenseman. You know, he can create on the power play. I hate to keep making such a big deal about that first pass out of the zone, but you know, if you have a hard checking team like Vegas and your D man can put it on the tape of a forward coming, you know, through the neutral zone, it's, you know, you're in business, and he's really good at that. You know, as far as Saad, I've heard that it could be, you know, maybe one or two games into the playoffs, but he could return. And now all of a sudden you've got lineup problems because you got Newhook in there who's lighting it up, 4 assists in, what, 2 or 3 games. You know, this is a great problem. Depth is a great problem. And then you have Dubnyk come back if Groovy needs any relief. And I think they're going to go with Johansson one of these games. I think he is more than likely going to go Thursday, but he's 4-1 in an Avalanche sweater, and he's playing better and confident. So as far as the injuries are concerned, if you can get back, you know, Girard Sunday and Saad a game or two after that, you're basically at full capacity.
All right, give me a scouting report for every team in the league. Looking at this Avalanche team, expose their weakness for me because I'm having a difficult time finding one.
Well, I think you saw it last night. Every one of their defensemen are 210 to 230 pounds. They are big and they are heavy, and they are a puck possession team. And if they execute, they can frustrate you. Last night, I don't know how many times, maybe a handful of times I saw, Burkowski's goal was one example where he came, you know, pile driving through the neutral zone. Kadri had a really nice pass to him, and he split the D inside the slot and beat the goalie glove side. And that's how they scored. Even the second goal was on the rush. JT Compher came off the bench, shove it up the side to Timmins, who gives it to Alex Newhook, and it's on the rush. He's in the crease. What they did is they clogged it up. They just did not allow the Avalanche to use their speed, and that's a big part of that top line is Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko and Landy, and they're going. and you run these guys into the ground. So every shift of their top line is spent in the defensive zone. And then they, you know, then they're changing and they just can't get any momentum. Last night, Vegas did a really nice job of, you know, just taking away any speed and time through the neutral zone. So if I'm scouting the Avs, it is take away that top line, take away the speed, and, you know, just try and get the puck down and bang as hard as you can and try and, you know, create turnovers in the offensive zone.
One quick thing before we let you go. You and I had a conversation about this last year, and in my honor, you did this on one, I believe, of your shows. You know, I covered the Buffalo Sabres. Rick Jeanneret, one of the greatest play-by-play men of all time, had a great phrase, and you started. Top shelf wear, and what do you usually say?
My mom keeps the peanut butter.
Right. And he'd always say, top shelf for mama hides the cookies. And that's how he actually sounded. Do you remember Rick Jeanneret?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that kind of how he sounded?
Yeah, kind of like a nasally cartoon character.
Right. Top shelf for mama hides the cookies. Can you do that a couple of times, if possible, during your broadcast?
Do you want me to use that voice?
If you can, that would not bother me.
Now, am I guaranteed a text message from you if I do it? Because if I do it and you don't text me,
I know.
It's a leg wrestling competition.
Oh, you got no chance. I got some serious quads. They're like tree trunks.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will do it. You know I will do it. I'm a ham. I you know what? I take requests all the time because I'm trying to have fun.
So you want to have a Twitter throwdown with leg wrestling? I'm down.
Let me do the cookie thing first.
Let me hear it.
Top shelf where mama keeps the cookies.
Hides the cookies. Try it again. Try it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Try it again.
Top shelf where mama hides the cookies.
You know what? That's really good. Stinking good. That's really, for the first time out in an Ace Hardware parking lot, I think you nailed it.
Although I think, Eric, you should do an entire show in that voice.
You think so?
Oh, Lord, don't do it. No.
All right. Kyle, one word for you. Bucket. Always have extra buckets in the house so you don't flood the house. Kyle, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it as always.
You bet, bud. Go Avs, see you, Mace, and talk to you guys soon. You better text me tomorrow night when I do it.
All right. Sounds good. See you, man.
Okay. Later.
Late. Okay. Coming up after the break, interesting report coming out of Jacksonville about Tim Tebow. Just how thrilled are his potential new teammates about Timmy joining the club? Timmy is not going to like it, and neither is Urban. That's next.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Quite possibly one of the best songs to ever come out of the 60s is this one. Because it just spoke to the generation of the Vietnam era.
And in the decades that followed, often completely misused. Kind of like Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Right. Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. Reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Demder, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Hot Tub Outlet. As other hot tub stores in town make you wait 12 weeks, get your new hot tub today at Hot Tub Outlet in Littleton or go to HotTubOutletDenver.com.
Okay, per ESPN's Jeff Darlington, quote, not everyone in the building is thrilled with the looming arrival of Tim Tebow in Jacksonville. With that, how would you feel about a 34-year-old converted quarterback to tight end is sitting in the room with you trying to take your job?
Probably pretty angry, pretty insulted, I would say.
You know how I think they'd feel? The same way a bunch of young Mets players felt in the minors when Tebow was nothing more than a show and a circus, and now the circus has moved to Florida.
Yeah, and I mean, the same cynical reasons apply for the Jaguars as they did for the Mets, right? With the Mets, it's, hey, you know, you get him out there for spring training, you get him out there for your minor league teams, and attendance goes up and people take interest in it. You know, people are going to go watch the St. Lucie Mets and the Columbia Fireflies because Tim Tebow is playing for them. I mean, I don't think that the players could interpret it as anything other than, frankly, a little bit insulting, especially on the baseball side. Like, here's this guy. All of a sudden, he just shows up. And oh, and the other thing with Tebow is he kept moving up the ranks even though he wasn't doing all that much. Low OPS, ridiculously bad strikeout-to-walk rate, and they kept passing him up the ladder.
I understand the Jaguars have Trevor Lawrence. They also have a new head coach who's never coached in the NFL before. And Urban Meyer needs to understand this is not college. When he's dealing with college kids, he has full control. Mm-hmm. He is the master of his own domain, and that domain was Utah or Ohio State. With that, when you're dealing with pros, it's a very different set of circumstances. And I don't think he's getting off on the right foot here by telling a bunch of pros, even though the Jaguars weren't very good last year, he's telling a bunch of pros, I'm bringing in my friend who's 34 years old, who has never played the position, to compete for a job, possibly take a roster spot, and you guys just have to deal with it. And don't complain to me, because if you do and you hurt my friend's feelings, you might be out the door.
And the other thing,
because that's how this is feeling, that this is going to be set up this way.
And the other thing is, this is the second time that Urban Meyer stepped in it since getting the job, because back in February, he brought in a strength coach who had had been dealing with allegations of racist statements and behavior when he was at the University of Iowa. And so they hired this coach, Chris Doyle, and the players revolted, basically, over it. And in the end, the coach was forced to resign, and Meyer had to kind of go back with his tail between his legs. So this is twice that he's already dealt with the fact that massaging the egos on a team is something you don't have to do in college, because you can just say, okay, there's the door, leave.
Right. We'll take your scholarship.
Right. But in the NFL, the players have maybe not as much hand as they do in the NBA, but they've got a lot more hand than they do in the college ranks. And so now this is twice that he's run afoul of those guys. And, you know, what's going to be next? What's the next pile of poop that Urban Meyer is going to step in as he tries to make the transition to a place he hasn't operated before, and that's the NFL?
Listen, he would not have taken the Jaguars' job had they not had the number one overall pick in the draft to get Trevor Lawrence.
Right. He knew the quarterback was going to be. And that right. And that's what made the job so attractive, and that's why, given all the people who would have been interested in it, even though Urban Meyer, big name in Florida, having guided the Gators to a national title, it was still a little bit of an upset to me that this is the direction in which the Jaguars opted to go, because with Trevor Lawrence coming to their team, they basically could have had, that they had probably, you could probably say this was the top job available this year in terms of knowing the quarterback, ownership that will spend money to win. And that's the thing. I mean, the Jaguars aren't a high revenue franchise, but Shahid Khan will spend money to try to bring that town a championship, even though it hasn't worked out. It was a curious hire to begin with, and frankly, I think it seems to be getting even more curious as time goes by. This could end up being another Lou Holtz-like situation, or Bobby Petrino. And those guys, they went from college to the pros, and they didn't last a season.
It's funny, when you said Lou Holtz, I didn't even remember that he coached in the pros.
New York Jets, 1976.
Well,
yeah.
You weren't even born yet.
I was, actually, but I don't remember. I was an infant.
What year were you born?
76. I don't remember. I was an infant.
When was he hired?
1976.
No, what month?
Probably early in the year was when he was hired.
When were you born?
Probably before.
When were you born?
He was hired before.
What month were you born?
June. He was hired before I was born, and he coached after I was born.
Right.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. All right, what do we have? Nothing really. Nothing important. I don't really say a lot of important things, as you know. What do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
The Nuggets have a game tonight in Charlotte. That's starting in just about 20 minutes here, 5 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time. They're playing the Hornets, and this is one of four games they've got left. We'll talk about how important this one is after the break, right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason.
We'll be right back.
with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can listen 98.1 FM, 107.5. HD3, you can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
Are you ready?
Presented by Revive Performance for Men. If you've lost your confidence in the bedroom because of erectile dysfunction, get what you want so you can give her what she wants. Go to rpm-colorado.com. Just in case you missed it, presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, not only are the Avalanche headed into their home stretch of the regular season, but the Nuggets have a little bit of a road stretch to finish out their regular season, and the starting five will be Campazzo, Rivers, Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and Nikola Jokic. They're -6 favorites against the Hornets in Charlotte tonight. Is this a must-win game for the Nuggets?
No, I want them to lose. I don't want them to face the Lakers. I don't know what the Lakers are going to do. I don't want those guys in the first round. I'd rather take my chances with Dallas, wouldn't you?
You would, and right now, I mean, they're in a position where they can't lose home court advantage, right? Because they're 4 games up on the Mavs at this point, so you're 1 game back of the Clippers, you're four games up on the Mavs. You kind of want to stick right there, and you want to stick right there in the 4-5 matchup.
Yep.
The Lakers, of course, they could still get to the 6th seed, but they're a game and a half back of the Blazers. I mean, so odds are it may not have any meaning in the Lakers could be in the 7-10 thing. The only meaning it could have really is that you might not have to see the Lakers until the conference finals if you get that far.
Just in case you missed it, as the standings sit right now, the 7-8 matchup in the first round of that play-in tournament would be the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry was asked about the matchup in a press conference and had no words as a response, only some jostling of his head and moving around thinking, these are two teams that are pretty well thought of in the NBA, but they're near the bottom of the Western Conference this year. Is that a good matchup for the NBA and for viewers?
Tremendous. Tremendous. Are you kidding? When you look at the last 10 years, how many titles have the Lakers and the Warriors won? Now, the Warriors have won the majority of them, but at the end of the day, when you have LeBron James on your team, you're always contending, and they won last year.
I mean, it's star power. It's Steph Curry. It's Anthony Davis, LeBron James. I mean, you're frankly, in terms of the high wattage names in the game, that's going to be the best matchup of the first round, so to speak, even though it's not really a first round matchup. It's a play-in matchup.
Right.
Because the Clippers are probably going to be the 3 seed, and thus it's not going to be two versus it. They're not going to be in the 2-7 matchup. It just kind of sets up perfectly.
Just in case you missed it, yesterday on the show, you guys talked about Medina Spirit failing that drug test post-Kentucky Derby. Medina Spirit will race in the Preakness. However, the horse will be subject to additional testing and monitoring. Your thoughts on this development in horse racing?
Just want to find out if that test came back clean twice. I don't know if we're going to be able to find out before Saturday, are we?
Probably not. And then what happens, like we talked about yesterday when you were talking about the betting tickets and all that, then is it possible that the Medina Spirit wins the race and then all of a sudden has it taken away, but they've already cashed in on all the bets?
Right.
I mean, it's a nightmare for horse racing. It's a sport that needs all the good PR it can get, and this isn't helping.
Well, we will know if that horse is clean. If they're going to do extra tests, unless Barry Bonds sneaks into the stall and rubs some clear on that horse, that horse is going to be highly scrutinized.
Is Clear actually clear? Actually transparent?
I have no idea. I've never used it. HGH, yes. Look at me. I'm huge.
Yeah. You use cream and clear.
I do.
Yeah.
Bob Baffert said that he has other horses running in the Preakness, and he will offer them up for additional testing as well, just to be transparent.
Offer them up.
Oh yes, he wants everything to be above board and doesn't want anybody else to be gunning for him like horse racing seems to be right now, at least from his viewpoint.
Yeah, kind of like the Tour de France people were gunning for Lance Armstrong. Gunning for him.
Yeah, generally, sports don't like it when you cheat. Imagine that.
Yeah, I know.
Just in case you missed it, a top story on ESPN.com today, why Trevor Story to the Yankees deal would make the most sense.
I read something like that about 6 weeks ago.
Would Rockies fans be more upset with ownership and management here, with the Cardinals, or with the Yankees if Trevor Story does end up on the Yankees joining his old teammate DJ LeMahieu?
If they get something back from the Yankees, I don't think Rockies fans would be upset at all. It's all about getting something back. Nolan Arenado is a salary dump. Trevor Story isn't a salary dump, but they're not going to re-sign him.
They're not going to re-sign him. And the thing is, if you're the Rockies, you have to start restocking your farm system.
Or at least start put something in it.
Yeah. And it's not stocked at all right now. And it's strictly about... Frankly, it's not about getting anybody who helps you at the major league level if you're doing it right. This is about getting the most high upside prospects in a deal that you possibly can. That's every other priority is meaningless and pointless. You need some high upside prospects that right now the Rockies farm system does not possess.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store and try out the appliances before you buy them. I can promise you, you cannot do that at the big box stores, not to mention their sales staff is experienced as it gets. You know, listen, buying appliances, that is a high ticket item. So if you have questions, they have answers. They've been working there for decades. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton, and you can find their outlet center, their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, the Broncos certainly would like to have Aaron Rodgers. Do they have any competition? Well, according to the Raiders reporter, Paul Gutierrez, maybe not. That's next.